Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live right here around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we got a great program for you. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to come back with you just as soon as Brother Blake gets through with this song, Changing Me. And we appreciate the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful presence of our Creator tonight. We've got a great program for you. It's going to be part two of the approaching beast power that is rising. You don't want to go away, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into the vaccination program designed to actually destroy a people. And ladies and gentlemen, this is in the master code planned by the New World Order exclusively for a people. And we're going to tell you who they are tonight, and you're going to be surprised about the techniques of a system it's genetic warfare, ladies and gentlemen. It's basically all it is. And there is a people that is susceptible to it, and it's designed exclusively against that people. If you'd like to go to Daniel chapter 12 and read the first 4 or 5 verses, you'll see exactly who they are. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, it's Israel scattered abroad. It is not those that say they are Israel and are not, but are lies. Come on, Brother Blake, and let's change. Hallelujah. And let him heal us, and let him deliver us in the great and the magnanimous, wonderful name of Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so thankful. Part two, as I said, coming up for you. And these are the things that we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to review 10 things that you're not supposed to know about the swine flu vaccine. It's working, ladies and gentlemen, because of the condition of the mind. The people are afraid. You know, when sheep get afraid, they huddle up. And when they huddle up, they're easy prey for the wolves. And that's why the wolves come in and spook the sheep. But you know what the Bible says? It says, basically, that perfect love casts out fear. Well, if you know that perfect love casts out fear, then you have got the problem solved. Do not, and I repeat, do not take the vaccination as part of the marking system, ladies and gentlemen, that is designed by the Royal Order of Deception. And it's working like a charm. And I'm not going to beat around the bush on the issue tonight of the immunization things that they've got going and the swine flu vaccines that are now being prepared for mass injection into, get this now, into infants, into children, especially those that are in school, teens, and adults. This vaccine, this new vaccine that they've got millions of bottles of it ready to go. And of course, the precursor of this was that they scared us back in the summer. You wait till the fall or the winter season. It's going to be unleashed on the masses. And it's not been tested and won't be tested before the injections begin. Now, are you with me now? You begin to see the picture here? In Europe, where flu vaccines are typically, in the past, been tested on hundreds and perhaps thousands of people before being unleashed on the masses, the European Medicines Agency, the EMA, is now listen to this now, it's a change of policy. It is now allowing companies to skip the testing process entirely because of the impending mass swine flu vaccines that are being developed for the pandemic that they're predicting is going to happen. Now, how would they know that unless it's planned? Well, amazingly, listen to this now. I said that fear will make you run right into the mouth of a wolf. And that's the technique of a wolf. They'll circle the flock, and then one wolf will come in and scatter the flock. And those that can't react fast enough will be eaten by the wolves. People are literally lining up. Elderly, it's amazing how scared they are. And your personal physician, he's suggesting that you get these things, ladies and gentlemen. And they're lining up to get the vaccine absent of any safety testing whatsoever. When the National Institutes of Health in the United States announced that a swine flu vaccine trial beginning in early August, it was inundated with phone calls, emails, letters from people desperate to play the role of human guinea pigs. You know, it's like sheep that go to the cliff, and if the leader, the wolf, he goes over, then all the sheep are going to follow him. It's almost uncanny how that the enemy, the wolves, the serpents, the reptilian, the New World Order, has got the people so conditioned to be paralyzed with fear. Now, again, it's the power of fear to herd the sheeple into vaccine injections. And it's simply amazing how their techniques, and they practice a long time, ladies and gentlemen, to condition the minds and to get us fearing through these systems of induction and conditioning of the mind. Now, back in Europe, of course, everybody gets to be the guinea pig since no testing will be done. Even worse, listen to this now. The European vaccines will be using adjuvants, the chemicals used to multiply the potency of the active ingredients in vaccines. In other words, to make it more potent. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is something amazing going on here. Why would they want to do that, Pastor Betty? And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when I was coming up in the 40s, I remember when they came out with a vaccination for smallpox. I've got a little scar on my shoulder, a little round prick thing. And I am sure that at that time, they had developed a safe, if you will, a safe vaccination for the people. And yet when the enemy got to control the government, that agenda changed. Now they're spraying above our heads. What are they spraying? Well, we know that there is an ingredient in what they're spraying above our heads that is in the vaccination. Isn't that amazing? Is it a coincidence? I wouldn't think so. Ladies and gentlemen, we are being poisoned. The air above our heads are being poisoned. And you say, oh, they don't spray in my area. Well, pray tell me where it's at, because I'd certainly like to move there. If you tell me that they're not spraying over your head at least 2 to 3 times a week, you are most blessed. Now, why would they do this? Now, what they do, they spray in strategic areas where the jet stream can carry the bacteria, and we know that the ingredients, it's done been analyzed, strings of it, ladies and gentlemen. Men have caught it coming out of the air and put it in jars and sent it to have it tested. We'll give you the breakdown of the ingredients of what they're putting in the air. It's not healthy. There's an agenda to kill, to steal, and destroy. You say, well, why would they do that, Pastor Buddy? Well, number one, overpopulation. Number two, to get you sick and weak and susceptible, then you're no longer a threat. There has to be an antidote that they themselves are administering to those people. For instance, I'll give you an example. Have you noticed these rich elite reptilians, how long life they live? Look at the old queen, Mama, that just died. She's 105. Look at George Bush. He's in his 90s, jumping out of an airplane, trucking right along. Look at these people. They never check into a hospital. They have got the fountain of youth and the things that they've developed that should be available to us all. And what you get in the medical system is nothing but slow, painful, agonizing death. The ingredients are potentially dangerous. The adjuvants being used in these vaccines are suspected of causing neurological disorders. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, mothers that have taken their babies and had them vaccinated, we know that they develop things like autism. There is mothers that are marching and complaining, but see, their voice is not heard. You only hear the things that they want you to hear, the conditional things that paralyze you with fear. It's to make the herd of the sheep get in a flock and then follow the enemy to death and destruction. Now, I probably really don't even need to remind you folks that study with Pastor Buddy to remind you that in 1976, a failed swine flu vaccine caused irreparable damage to the nervous systems of hundreds of people, actually paralyzed many of them. Medical doctors gave the problem a name, of course, to make it sound like they knew what they were talking about. Guillain Barre syndrome, or GBRS. Notably now, they never called it toxic vaccine syndrome because that would be too informative. Now listen, the fact remains that the doctors never knew how that the vaccines caused these severe problems. And if the same event played out today, all the doctors and vaccine pushers would undoubtedly deny any link between the vaccines and the paralysis altogether. Now, that's what's happening today with the debate over vaccines and autism. Complete establishment denial. They're not going to admit it. Just like in the 50s when they atomic tested the radiation through the 40s and the 50s and even to the 60s and 70s, it was after the statute of limitation was over with, did they admit that it caused hundreds of radiation deaths and prolonged illnesses that the medical establishment brushed under the rug of deception. Now, it's a fact that the whole lot of things you'll never be told by health authorities about the upcoming swine flu vaccine for your amusement. I've written down here a list of the 10 most obvious things and I've got them in order, and I'm going to give you the order here, and I'm going to list 10 things. And if you've got a pen or paper, or you're recording the message tonight, it might be interesting to you, and it might be informative to you, and it could be, perhaps, a life-saving message for you and your family. Now, we're going to talk in part two of this message, and it looks like I'm going to have to extend it. We was going to do a three-part series, but I just might have to extend it. Did you know that the vaccine production, the vaccine production was rushed, and the vaccine has never been tested on humans like I have given you in my introduction. And they want you to play guinea pig for Big Pharma. And if so, you need to line up for your swine flu vaccine this fall, which, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to add this on here. As frightening as it may sound, and this is not to frighten you, it's to inform you. And informed people are the people that can resist. It is the fact that the uninformed are destroyed for the lack of knowledge by those who rule over us in this new emerging world order that's on the scene right now as I speak. That these vaccinations will possibly, now listen to me, this is frightening, I know this, and it is perplexing in the spirit. Right now my spirit is perplexed about this, but it could actually become mandatory, and in part two I'm going to give you the reasons why. Because, you see, I told you that the ultimate, the eighth beast power that's going to rise will be the conglomerate of the new United Nations, of 134 combined nations which have already signed on, including the United States. They've already signed up and signed on that in case of a world pandemic, you hear this word a lot now, right? It's on the local 6 o'clock news, the 6:30 news, and it's running 24/7 on the 24-hour news services around the world, CNN, Fox News, etc., etc. That this just might become mandatory. Now, what are you going to do? Have you made plans? Well, this is part one of the things that you should consider. Now, part two. Number two, swine flu vaccines do, not maybe or we don't know, they do contain dangerous adjuvants that cause an inflammatory response in the body. This is why that they are suspected of causing autism and other neurological disorders, especially in those whose immune systems are not developed. But ladies and gentlemen, laying dormant, when you even in a strong body that can fight off infection for a while, or the effects of this, and don't show any visible pandemic signs of the results of the vaccination, these little trigger mechanisms that they have applied to the vaccine could, at a certain time, with some type of ELM waves, electronic discharges, could affect you, and you could fall dead in mass by simply not understanding what you put in your body. Remember, it's very important. Now, the Bible said, I want your temples holy. Ladies and gentlemen, there would be no need for vaccinations if we would eat the right things, and it's almost impossible now, with the contamination of what they spray above your head upon the crops. This is what that's for. It embeds into the leafy vegetables, the agricultural crops, and into the ground and into the water. Slow, painful death. Number three, swine flu vaccine could actually increase your risk of death from swine flu by altering or suppressing your immune system response. There is zero evidence that even seasonal flu shots offer any meaningful protection. Quite the contrary. I know people that took them and got the flu, or got the symptoms of the flu. And this is designed to give you those symptoms, ladies and gentlemen. And they say, oh, that's just to build up your immunity. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, they're putting so much filth into the world and into our bodies and into our air that your body, I don't care how powerful of an immune system that you have, it will gradually and systematically break it down to where you are now a victim of Big Pharma. You have to practice the antidote of the drugs that will relieve, and of course, when they give you one to relieve something, it causes a disorder somewhere else, and then they give you that, and then first thing you know, you are nothing but a bona fide drug addict, brought to you courtesy of the New World Order. And like I say, that's big bucks. It feeds a vicious beast that is designed to tax you and to get the revenue from your sickness when you go to the doctors and when you buy these medicines. Big Pharma, ladies and gentlemen, billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, all this going into the coffers of the New World. You know how much it really takes them, and I'm sure you do, to make these and manufacture these drugs that they're getting. I'm telling you, an 80 milligram Oxycontin, I'm going to give you, this is a powerful pain pill or capsule. 80 milligrams is going on the street for 80 bucks a piece. You know how much it actually costs the drug companies to manufacture that? Less than $1. So there's a $79, somewhere between the actual cost of making it till it hits the black market and the doctors. You see how much money that these big pharmas are making? Now, notice, there is zero evidence that any seasonal flu shots offer any meaningful protection for people who take the jab. Vaccines are the snake oil of modern medicine. Are you with me? Number four. Doctors still don't know why that the swine flu vaccines paralyze so many people. And that means that they really have no clue whether the upcoming vaccine that they're now producing in mass might cause the same devastating side effects. But they're not testing it. And I warned you. Number five. Even if the swine flu vaccine kills you, the drug companies are never responsible. The United States has granted drug companies complete immunity against vaccine product liability. Thanks to that blanket immunity, drug companies have no incentive to make safe vaccines, or they're held to a standard by the FDA. And, ladies and gentlemen, that is, I've got a word for that, but I can't use it on the air. The FDA, it's a joke. If you've got the money, and these drug companies have got it, you can get your product approved by the FDA if it's something to help, actually help people. I know good products. I know that, like the Wrath Machine technology. All that's been suppressed, and the government will come in and confiscate your experiments. If you have any success against cancer, by alternative health means they will drum you out and make you a criminal. But if you are the drug companies, they're not responsible. Thanks to the blanket immunity that they have no incentive, like I say, to make a safe vaccine, because they only get paid based on quantity, not quality. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it strange? Isn't it strange that the world has gone mad, insane, scared? Every time they start these scare tactics, and that increases the big pharma tentacles to reach into your life and to your children. Now listen here, number six. No swine flu vaccine works as well as vitamin D to protect you from influenza. Are you with me? Well, what about milk, Pastor Buddy? Well, we got something for you on that. Because they fortify the milk and promise you it's gonna make you stronger, and you're gonna get your daily fix of vitamin D. But you know they put something else in there to counter that. And we'll get into that in part two if we have time, because we're just racing right along here. But I'll cover that. And milk from a cow, you should never drink it unless it's raw and unprocessed. I'll give you a logical reason. The cow itself, if it has a calf, and the calf, just as soon as it's born, it is stripped from its mother's ability to give it raw milk, which is what it's made for. And you put that cow on processed milk, pasteurized is the word, with the additives that they put in today, that calf will die. It will not prosper. It will not get fat. It will not have a healthy beginning, or it rather will have a sick end. Now, there's something wrong with the milk that you drink, unless, and I would recommend good unprocessed milk if you're going to drink milk at all. But remember, the cow is ingesting things that are sprayed in the air. You've got to remember that. I prefer goat milk over the cow's milk. Then I prefer the real butter as opposed to the plastic stuff that they put on your dinner table with the GMOs. We're going to talk about GMOs in the second half here. Now, number seven. Even if the swine flu vaccine actually works, let's say it did, mathematically speaking, if everyone else around you gets the vaccine, well, you don't need one. Listen, when you send your children to school, that they want your child to be vaccinated, and you ask them why, and they say, well, we don't want you to infect the other children. And the question logical is, well, are the other children immunized? And of course they're going to say, well, yeah. Well, if they are resistant to an infection through the vaccination, through the process, then what are they worried about? You see, this is all a ruse to get everybody vaccinated. Now, number eight. Drug companies are making billions of dollars. What? I said drug companies are making billions of dollars from the production of swine flu vaccines. That money comes out of your pocket even if you don't get the jab, because it's all paid, listen to this now, by the taxpayers. Did you know that Mr. Obama, the first 3 months in office, that he, in the budget that he has got and the taxpayer debt burden, increased to spend more money in 3 months than George Bush spent in 8 years. And I never would have thought that anybody could spend any more money than George Bush on the wars that he fought. Constantly. His dad and himself. I mean, they were warmongers. And we spent trillions of dollars. But this president has printed money hand over fist from the Federal Reserve until our worthless FRNs are just like the vaccines. Number 9. When people start dying in larger numbers from the swine flu, rest assured that many of them will be the very people who got the vaccine. Doctors will explain this away with their typical big pharma logic. The number saved is far greater than the number lost. And of course, the number saved is entirely fictional, imaginary, and exists only in their wrapped heads that has been warped with the pretense of having on the medical garments where we are supposed to trust. Well, what about the Red Cross, Pastor Ben? Don't they do wonderful work? Ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the biggest ruses that's ever been invented. It really is. Number 10. The swine flu vaccine centers that will crop up all over the world in the coming months, and you watch them, aren't completely useless. They will provide an easy way to identify large groups of real stupid people. And too bad there isn't some sort of blue dye that we could tag them with for future reference, because the lottery, they say, is a tax on people who can't do math. I mean, you got a better chance of getting hit with lightning twice in the same place than you have to play the lottery. And yet we still play it. We hope and we trust that we'll hit the big one. Now, likewise, the flu vaccines are a tax on people who don't understand the issues of health. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that's hard on you. I know that you're going to say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you don't really know what you're talking about. You don't really understand what's going on here. But, ladies and gentlemen, let me get into the other part of this dilemma. Genetically engineered food that is now cropping up. It's a revolutionary new technology still in its early experimental stages of development. And this technology has the power to break down fundamental genetic barriers. You see, right there it is. Some people, in their genetics, are immune from certain things, but this development, they've new phase. This is a new phase for the last days. They've developed the technology to break down fundamental genetic barriers, not only between species, but between humans, animals, and plants. By randomly inserting together, now listen to this, this is scary. And did you know, right up front, I'm going to alert you, they do not, and again, they do not have to put what they put into your food package to list it on the labels. Now, why wouldn't they have to do that when they have told us for the last 20 years we ought to read the labels? They don't want you to read this one, because this is the engineered genetic manipulation of slow, painful death by breaking down the genetic barriers of your natural defenses by inserting together the genes of non-related species utilizing viruses, antibiotic-resistant genes, and bacteria as vectors and markers and promoters. and permanently altering their genetic codes, their gene-altered organisms, which are created, that pass the genetic changes into their offspring through heredity. Gene engineers all over the world are now sniping and snipping and inserting, recombining, rearranged, editing, and programming genetic materials and the animal genes and even human genes, oh my, are randomly inserted into the chromosomes of plants, fish, and animals, creating an unimaginable transgenetic life form. For the first time in history, transnational biotechnology corporations are becoming the architects and owners of life. With little, listen to this now, with little or no regulatory restraints, labeling or requirements or a scientific protocol, bioengineers have begun creating hundreds of new GE, genetically engineered, frankenfoods and crops, obviously to human and environmental hazards. They have become oblivious or negative. Social economic impacts are registering on the world's billion farmers and rural villagers, despite an increasing number of scientists warning that current gene splicing techniques are crude, inexact, and unpredictable, that the future bodies that are receiving these things, even the testing, is nil to none, and therefore they are inherently dangerous. Pro-biotech governments and regulatory agencies led by the United States maintain that GE foods and crops are substantially equivalent to conventional foods and therefore require neither mandatory labeling nor pre-market safety testing, and the New World Order of frankenfoods is now on the scene. Now, I talked to you about milk just a moment ago, and let me tell you why that you should stay away from genetically engineered milk. There are currently 4 dozen genetically engineered foods and crops being grown or sold now in the shelves unlabeled. 4 dozen. And soon there will be hundreds that are sold in the United States grocery stores, wrapped up and made to look real neat and healthy. These foods and crops are widely dispersed into the food chain and the environment. Over 70 million acres of genetically engineered crops are presently under cultivation in the United States alone, while up to 500,000 dairy cows are being injected regularly with Monsanto's recombinant bovine growth hormone, or better known as BGH. Most supermarket processed food items now test positive for the presence of GE ingredients. In addition, several dozen more GE crops are in the final stages of development and soon will be released into the environment and sold in the marketplace to unsuspecting sheeple that go into the stores thinking that they're eating healthy food. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is something that you need to consider if you are planning on switching to organic. Be careful. If you don't grow it yourself or you don't absolutely know where it's grown, and just because it's got a label and a tag of USDA inspected, like your meats. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things about meats that you get out of the grocery stores today, It's injected with so many hormones. No wonder our sons are becoming feminine and our women, our little daughters, are becoming very, very masculine. And ladies and gentlemen, this is engineered bacteria that is placed from the animals with the problem remaining undetected until a major health hazard. And you can see it all around the nation today that genetic engineering food and fiber products is unpredictable and dangerous for humans, even for animals. Did you know now that they are actually recommending that your cows, your dairy cows, and your beef cows, that it's okay for you to for them to grind up the dead, diseased bodies of their fallen like animals, and they reintroduce it into the feeds? It's true. Byproducts of the dead animals are ground up and put in the feed. And this is something, ladies and gentlemen, that you get out of the supermarket, because it's always ingested and sold in the marketplace. And according to the industry, almost 100% of U.S. food and fiber, listen to this now, almost 100%, can you grasp this? Of food and fiber will be genetically engineered within 5 to 10 years. And the hidden menu of these unlabeled genetically engineered foods and food ingredients in the United States now includes, listen to this, soybeans, soy oil, corn, potatoes, squash, canola oil, cottonseed oil, papaya, tomatoes, and dairy products. Genetic engineering of food and fiber products is inherently unpredictable and dangerous for humans, for animals, and for the environment, and the future unsustainable. And organic agriculture, as Dr. Michael Antonia, a British molecular scientist, he points out that gene splicing has already resulted in the unexpected production of toxic substance in genetically engineered bacteria, yeast, plants, and animals, with the problem remaining undetected until a major health hazard has arisen. The hazards of GE foods and crops will basically fall into three categories: human health hazards, environmental hazards, and social economic hazards. And if you will look that these already proven and likely hazards of the genetically engineered product provides a convincing argument why we need a global moratorium on all these GE foods and crops. Now let's talk about toxins and poison. I didn't mention that they are engineering and spraying above your head. What are they spraying for, ladies and gentlemen? The government won't tell you. They won't even acknowledge it. But they're doing it every day in your neighborhood, and you know it. And there's something rotten in Denmark. Genetically engineered products clearly have the potential to be toxic and a threat to human health. In 1989, a genetically engineered brand of L-tryptophan, a common dietary supplement, killed 37 Americans and permanently disabled or afflicted more than 5,000 others with a potentially fatal and painful blood disorder. Ladies and gentlemen, this was recalled by the Food and Drug Administration after the manufacturer, Sowa Denko, Japan's third largest chemical company, had for the first time in 1988 and 89 used genetically engineered bacteria to produce the over-the-counter supplement. Rush down and get you some supplements, ladies and gentlemen. You might become a EMS victim. In 1999, front page headline stories in the British press revealed that Rowlett Institute scientist Dr. Arpad Polska explosive research findings that GE potato potato spliced with DNA from the snowdrop plant and a commonly used viral promoter, the cauliflower, mosaic virus, or calmi, are poisonous to mammals. GE snowdrop potatoes found to be similar, different in chemical composition from regular potatoes damage the vital organs and the immune systems of lab rats fed the GE potatoes, and most alarming of all, damage to the rat's stomach linings. Apparently, a severe viral infection most likely was caused by the viral promoter. It was a promoter spliced into nearly all GE foods and crops present in the GE manufactured foods today. Dr. Peluska's pain-breaking research work unfortunately remains incomplete with the funding from the government. They cut off the funding, and he was fired after he spoke to the media. But more and more scientists around the world are now warning that genetic manipulation can increase the levels of natural plant toxins into foods or create entirely new toxins that there is known antidote. In unexpected ways, by switching on genes that produce poisons, and some regulatory agencies do not currently require the kind of thorough chemical and feeding tests that Dr. Pozowski was conducting, consumers have now become involuntary guinea pigs in a vast genetic experiment, as Dr. Pozowski warns. Think of William Tell shooting an arrow at a target. Now put a blindfold on the man doing the shooting, and that's the reality of the genetic engineering doing a gene insertion. Now I'm going to get into something that's near and dear to me. Increased cancer risk. A fact. 1994, the FDA approved the sale of Monsanto's controversial genetic engineered recombinant bovine growth hormone, as I've already told you, and it was injected into dairy cows to force them to produce more milk. Even though scientists warned that significantly higher levels, 400 to 500% more, of a potent chemical hormone, insulin-like growth factor, which was labeled as IGF-1, in the milk and dairy products of injected cows could pose serious hazards for human, breast, prostate, and colon cancer. Ladies and gentlemen, why are so many people coming down with cancer? Heart disease. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you better get on a diet that would get away from these infections requiring antibiotic treatment. It's unacceptable that the risk for public health in 1998, hereunto undisclosed Monsanto FDA documents were released by government scientists in Canada showing damage to laboratory rats who were fed high dosage of BGH. Significant infiltration of BGH into the prostate of the rats as well as the thyroid cyst indicate potential cancer hazards from the drug that is being subsequently injected into the cows today, and so therefore avoid processed milk products. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to teach on this because so many of us, we just can't resist a quick fix. We're a high motivated society. We're running to and fro. We're seeking risk and we can't find anything. But ladies and gentlemen, if it's not grown by people you know or people you trust, you might want to withdraw yourself from eating the processed, refined foods, which is filled with sugar and toxic, genetically engineered products, where gene engineers splice a foreign gene into a plant or a microbe. They often link it to another gene called an antibiotic resistant marker gene, or the ARM. This helps determine if the first gene was successfully spliced into the host organism. Some researchers warned that these ARM genes might unexpectedly recombine with disease-causing bacteria or microbes in the environment or in the guts of animals or people who eat this GM-engineered food, contributing to the growing public health danger of antibiotic resistance of infections that cannot be cured with traditional antibiotics. For example, new strains of Salmonella, E. coli, now authorities are currently considering a ban of all GM foods in the European Union containing antibiotic-resistant gene markers, because there is, contrary to biotech industry propaganda, recent studies have found that U.S. farmers growing GE crops are using just as many toxic pesticides and herbicides as conventional farmers, and in some cases using more. Crops genetically engineered to be herbicide resistant account for 70% of all GE crops planted in 1998. Now, what do you think they're doing today, ladies and gentlemen? The so-called benefits of these herbicide-resistant crops are that farmers can spray as much on a particular herbicide on their crops as they want, killing the weeds without damaging their crop. Scientists estimate that the herbicide-resistant crops planted around the globe will triple the amount of toxic broad-spectrum herbicides used in agriculture, and these broad-spectrum herbicides are designed to literally kill everything green. And the leaders in the biotechnology are the same giant chemical companies such as Monsanto, DuPont, Arrivo, Novartis, and the Rome Phonetic that sell toxic pesticides to the world. These companies are genetically engineering plants to be resistant to herbicides that they manufacture so that they can sell more herbicides to farmers who in turn can apply more poisonous herbicides. It's a vicious cycle to kill the weeds. Anything that kills weeds, ladies and gentlemen, just might kill you. Genetic pollution and collateral damage from these genetically engineered field crops already have begun to wreak havoc in the environmental world. Rain, wind, birds, bees, and insect pollinators have begun carrying genetically altered pollen into adjoining fields, polluting the DNA of crops and organic, even among the non-GE farmers. You see what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen? It is a plan, and it is a purpose. Well, you got my message tonight on the damage to your bodies through these things that's being genetically engineered to bring about your bodies to become sick and victims of this genetic manipulation trick of the New World Order. Don't fall for it. Now, if you'd like to write me tonight, you just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, that's in New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now again, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, or you can call me. I'm live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now, again, that's area code 423-626-2172. You can go to my website at www.oneyahweh.com. And ladies and gentlemen, you can read some of the things that we've got up there that might interest you. And some of the articles, we have hundreds and hundreds of one-hour messages that you can download free of charge. We go back not just 6 or 7 years, and you'll find some more teaching that I've done on genetic manipulation of a food chain which is designed to cripple and maim and injure, poison, and sure death for those that are unsuspecting that somebody is engineering your demise. The Bible said that Satan comes to kill, to steal, and destroy, and therefore the approaching new world order causing an odor to premate through the land. Well, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the song that Brother Cal Robinson is singing for us tonight. It's amazing that if you put your trust in one pair of hands that created this earth and made it in a balance of harmony with nature, and only man and his evil plan, which is culminating today in the final push to control the earth, is now being employed against a people that is called by his name, according to Daniel chapter 12, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll see you tomorrow night, live on WWRB 3.185 around the world on the Clear Channel, transmitting Jewel of the South with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. And you know what? I love you very much tonight. If I didn't, I wouldn't tell you the truth. I'd be part of the problem and not the solution. Tonight I've offered you a solution. Repent and come out for my people. And watch what you put in your temples, because it's a holy place. Put your faith into
one pair of hands. This radio station, WWRB, Worldwide Radio Broadcasting, Manchester, Tennessee, USA. We're just waiting for Brother Arnold to call in. Should be calling in just a few moments right here on 3.185 and also on the World Wide Web at www.wwrb.org. And you click on Global 1, and that's 3.185. All right, stand by. This is Brother Arnold.